AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Israel's defense minister says the military has killed the Iranian intelligence minister. The killing follows Israel killing top Iranian security official Ali Larijani and the head of the Parliamentary Revolutionary Guard's all-volunteer force. Israel has been striking Beirut while Iran sends missiles toward Israel and its Gulf neighbors.
Iran is lashing out following the killing of one of its top leaders in an airstrike, with attacks on its Persian Gulf neighbors and Israel, using some of its latest missiles to evade air defenses and killing at least two people near Tel Aviv, as the war in the Middle East shows no sign of slowing. Israel, meanwhile, has kept up intense pressure on Lebanon, with strikes, it says, targeting Iran-backed Hezbollah militants, hitting multiple apartment buildings in Beirut and killing at least six people. In Iran, the Bushehr nuclear power plant complex was hit by a projectile, but there were no injuries and the plant suffered no damage, the International Atomic Energy Agency says, after receiving a report from Tehran. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A man killed in a standoff in Texas works security for a U.S. senator.
Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, a Democrat from Texas, confirmed that Diamon Mazare Robinson, a man killed during a lengthy police standoff in Dallas, was a longtime member of her security team. Police say he went by an alias, Mike King, for years, running a security business and hiring off-duty officers. Crockett says what she's learned about his past doesn't fit the person they came to know, and she believes in people's capacity for redemption. Dallas Deputy Police Chief William Kenneth said Robinson had posed as a federal officer, creating identification cards for a non-existent agency, and had active felony warrants for theft. His ruse fell apart when Irving police put out a bulletin for a vehicle with stolen government plates. The plates were spotted on Robinson's car. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. Iran is facing pushback over its attempts to have its World Cup matches moved out of the U.S.
Iran's embassy in Mexico has suggested the country is negotiating with FIFA to move Iran's World Cup matches from the U.S. to Mexico. That's after President Donald Trump discouraged the team from attending the tournament, citing safety concerns. FIFA says it is in regular contact with the Iran Soccer Federation, and it is not changing the match schedule announced last December. Iranian officials have previously said it is up to FIFA and the U.S. to keep the team safe during the World Cup. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The World Anti-Doping Agency has put off a decision barring government officials from major sporting events if their countries voluntarily withhold dues. The move pushes a potential showdown with President Trump and other U.S. officials, at least until after this summer's World Cup. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.